Hey everyone, this is Adam Como, and welcome to episode 11 of the Walking Closer podcast. Walking Closer Podcast, a podcast designed to help you become more like Jesus from the inside out. This is the first episode for 2018, and this is going to be one of many episodes that begins to address what it takes to actually transform into the image of Jesus. So let's just jump right in. So this is the first episode, finally. We're talking three, almost 4 weeks into 2018 that I've been able to get out. I've been very sick. And tried to do some things here. Voice just wasn't having it. And so now I think everything is getting back on track here. And so we're going to have this episode, and I'm going to try to catch up, and we'll have episode 12 here in a few days just to catch us up to speed here. So as we begin this new year and this podcast, I'm going to remind you some things that we covered last year and ultimately just sum it up here. Simply the fact that, and this is what we're addressing, dealing with, simply the fact that Jesus came to pull us up out of what we call the ruined condition. And really the only way to do that, for us to come up out of this, is to follow him. We have to follow him up out of the ruins, as it were. And, we don't just rise up out of these ruins, okay? We leave our old selves there. You leave something behind, and that's what Scripture refers to as the old self. And that's a major part of following Jesus, where we abandon ourselves. And to do this, we must devote all of our energy to serving God. If we're going to do this properly, okay, we have to devote all of our energy to serving God. And we're not just talking about, verbal obedience. It's a submission of the mind, a submission of the body, a submission of the thoughts, a submission of all that we are. Okay, Romans 12:2 says, "Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect." It's like what Paul says in Ephesians 4, to put off your old self, which belongs to your former manner of life, and it's corrupt through deceitful desires, and be renewed in the spirit of your minds. And it's about yielding ourselves to God in such a way that it's like what Paul says, it's not I, but Christ who lives in me. Okay, and phrases that are used typically in Scripture, you'll find these in various books and literature that you read, maybe people you listen to who will talk about these things in this process. You'll hear them say things like self-denial or death to self. Now, what is that? What we're talking about here? We're talking about, like Dallas Willard says, an overall condition of life where we settle under the rule of another. In other words, we take off of our own crowns, okay, and we place it on someone else. And that's the call here, okay, to deny yourself, take your crown off, and you place it on Jesus. And what this does, it will lead us to living a life the way that God has designed, as opposed to the life that we have designed for ourselves, which really is nothing more than us being slaves to whatever it is that consumes us, whatever it is that drives us, and 9 times out of 10, it's going to be the flesh, okay? And there's a reason why Jesus said things like Matthew 10:39, whoever finds his life will lose it, and whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Now, think about these terms. Whoever finds his life will lose it. What does it look like to find your life in this world? Okay, in this brokenness. Now remember this, when life is lived, the heart is formed, and it's directed by our own will, where we're Lord of our lives, right? Where we treat ourselves as if we are gods, and that God typically is going to be our flesh. That's really what it is. We're going to be submissive to our flesh, okay? And it's like self idolatry, and it makes our desires paramount. That's why Paul says things like covetousness is idolatry. And covetousness really is a demonstration of an internal desire and longing, really what's driving us, okay? And Paul uses various language to describe these things, like where the mind is set on the flesh. Remember in Romans chapter 8, verse 6, he says things like this in Galatians 6. There are those who live only to satisfy their own sinful nature, okay? And what do they do? He says, well, they harvest decay and death from that sinful nature. That's ultimately what ends up happening. And what you really find, okay, when you find your life, is that you are really not in control of your life, but you are at the mercy of the flesh. Therefore, you lose it, okay? But then Jesus says, whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. Now, you typically do not purposefully, right, intentionally lose something. If you're anything like me, when you lose something, you get irritated, right? You get aggravated, you get agitated. You typically do not choose on purpose to lose something. But this is different. This is intentional self-denial or intentional dying to self. We're talking about surrender here. We're talking about submitting yourself, your will, to another. And you're doing it on purpose. You are purposefully losing your life in favor of God's life. That is a life that is designed by God, being lived the way that He's designed it to be lived. And so one of the phrases that's used to describe this process is self-denial or death to self. Another term that is used in Scripture is taking up your cross. Consider the words of Jesus in Luke 14, 26. He says, if you come to me and do not prefer me over your own father or mother or wife or children or brothers and sisters, and yes, even your own life, your very own life, you cannot, he says, be my disciple. Now, think about the image that's painted here. It's really, really a shocking image of someone who is carrying on their back something that would be used to kill him. That's why Jesus says, if you do not carry your own cross and follow me, you cannot be my disciple. The cross was an instrument of death. And so it's symbolic here of losing your life. It's the same teaching about self-denial. And if you're not willing to be intentional about this, Jesus says you cannot be my disciple. In other words, until we are willing to do this, we will not be able to learn and receive the lessons that he has for us. And in fact, when we hear them, when we come across them, we will simply think things like, these teachings are impossible, or these things are ridiculous. And that's why he goes on to say in verse 28, don't begin until you count the cost. Now, when you typically think of this, we think of this in a negative way. It's terrible, it's uncomfortable, and it's painful when we talk about counting the cost to follow Jesus and to carry our own cross, okay? But to truly count the cost is to also take into consideration what you're actually going to gain. See, carrying the cross, we often think about this as we think about all the things that we're going to lose. Like we talk about this from the perspective that in reality, why would someone want to carry the cross? We talk about it like as if it's a burden, like we really don't want to have to give up things. But the reality is, when you think about counting the cost, you need to be thinking about it, the things that you're giving up. You really need to be thinking about what you're gaining, okay? There's a reason why you're willing to die to yourself, because you're going to gain something so much better. No one is going to die for something that they don't believe in. No one's going to be very intentional about giving up their life, like giving up, you know, taking their own crowns off and submitting themselves to someone else unless they see that they have something to gain. What they have to gain is so much better than that which they're leaving behind. So even when Christians talk about denying themselves and taking up the cross and following Jesus, it's like it's a burden to leave this stuff behind. But the reality is, you have to intentionally be able to see, okay, you have to have the vision to be able to see what a better life looks like, what a God-designed life looks like. And it doesn't have to be sold, it sells itself. And when we're willing to when we want that, we'll be willing to give up ourselves. Why? Because we've counted the cost. And in counting the cost, we see what there is to gain. And what there is to gain is so much better than what we're leaving behind. And so we typically, again, we look at this, and it's very terrible and uncomfortable and painful. And can it be? Yeah, sure, it can be. Change is, it can be. A growth can be. But when we truly count the cost, we need to consider what we're actually going to gain as well. Okay, because in order to rise above this, we must lay down the burden of having our own way. And therein lies a lot of the pain, right? Therein lies a lot of the uncomfortableness. That's what seems so terrible, because we actually have to lay down the burden of having our own way. Then, when we do this, we will, okay, we can begin to truly understand and actually follow the teachings of Jesus. But listen, until we're willing to lay down what we feel is our right to have our own way, the teachings of Jesus, they're going to be hard. We're going to think that they're impossible. We're not going to understand them in the right context. And how really do they relate to me? Okay, but when we do, I do believe, and I've seen it and I've experienced it myself, you'll truly understand and actually be able to follow the teachings of Jesus, teachings that lead to a life lived from a restored heart. And we'll truly see that his commandments, they're not burdensome, because we see how they realign us with the kingdom. For that is the call. All right, that is the central core of Jesus' message. Repent. And repentance isn't a bad thing. Repentance, when we think of repentance, we usually think of repentance in a very negative way. We think of guilt, and we think of remorse, and we think of shame. But that's not repentance. Now, is that maybe a part of the process that leads to repentance? Sure. But repentance is a change of mind. It's a positive thing. It is a good thing. It's like being enlightened. You have the moments of clarity that come on, and you're seeing the change, and you're seeing the benefits of it, and therefore you're changing your mind, which is going to lead to changing the way that you live, changing the way that you think, changing the things that you do. And it is being very intentional about that. But why are you doing it? Because there's something so much better to gain. That's submitting to the way. Okay, that's submitting to the way. Denying yourself, dying to yourself, not having to have your own way, but submitting to the way of Christ, submitting to God's way. So that does it for this episode. Next time, we're going to continue to focus on what it takes to transform. Okay, at the end of the day, you have to realize that you play a role. Like, we are active participants in this process, and what we choose to do or choose not to do determines a lot. Okay, so next time we're going to continue for the next few episodes and talking about and focusing on what it actually takes to transform, the roles that we play. So thanks for joining me for this episode. And if you like this podcast, please subscribe and share to help spread the word. You can keep up with us on Facebook, and make sure to join us next time as we explore becoming like Jesus from the inside out.